So forgive me for this mom joke that goes, how do you eat an elephant? Well, do you start with the tail or do you start with the trunk? And when in context of that feeling overwhelmed or unable to catch up with the homework, the household task, or feeling called to participate in the life of the church and yet are unsure where to start, the best answer that was given to me about this question, how do you eat an elephant, was, well, you take one bite at a time. Then the daunting feelings become more manageable. Another helpful suggestion that I've used quite frequently is to take another step back and see the forest for the trees and the shrubs, for the moose and bears and even the little chipmunks. So within this frame of thinking, we apply it to the world that continues to spin on, especially when we are living with leaders of different varieties, opinions, outlooks, and far-reaching ideas that are taken to another level, leaving many of us to question, what is my part in all of this? Or do I have a part in all of this? Each question leading to the answer of what is God calling you to do? And have you responded to the call with the words, here I am, Lord? Each question and concurring answer is used in the exploration of what it means to be an evangelical Lutheran and seeing what it means to be an evangelist. In Luther's mind, they go hand in hand, like the law and gospel, sinner and saint. Being evangelical and an evangelist are interwoven as part of our identity as beloved children of God. On this All Saints Day, we are presented with another piece to the richness of the light of Christ within the circumstances we find ourselves in. Even going as far to say, those who have reached the critical mass and need to recharge, giving ourselves grace when we find ourselves becoming numb. And we start by looking at the saints who in life had rough edges, those who offended people by their actions or words, and those who challenged us to become better versions of ourselves. Each of us might have a saint in their life that has influenced or impacted their life and the examples of a different way to express what it means to be a Christian. Some with a bold exclamation, others with silent acts of stewardship or gifts shared within the body. Those with rough edges who have been smoothed or filed away with time to change our perspective of how they live their life. Holding their names in our minds, we switch with what is affectionately known, we switch to what is affectionately known to as the Sermon of the Plains. Not nearly as famous as the Sermon on the Mount, but Christ is once more giving those in the mixed crowd examples of blessings and woes to be aware of. Blessings that come as a surprise to those receiving the reversal of hardships into good tidings. Then, switching once more on the focus of those who have experienced the ease of having and living into and experiencing hardships. Christ is making sure that those who heard or later read this section should not always expect the life of comfort and security. They are called to remain faithful to the teaching of God through Christ in the face of criticism or rebukes and rejection by friends and family. Examples from Christ's ministry and within the letters of the prophets, the matriarchs, the kings, and judges in earlier church history. Christ then changes focus towards those things that for some would be hard, exploring the art of humility and remaining humble in their acts of service and the gifts shared. Feats of strength that would require God's grace to endure, along with adjustments in their thinking and in their living out of God's love for those on the fringes and those that have never experienced the feeling of God's radical love. love that is tied richly into the well that springs forth from the gifts of salvation and our sanctification. Another piece to consider when reading this passage is we're once more introduced to the idea that emotions do not work according to the science or study of effectiveness. They're messy, complicated, but they reveal God's compassion and love and hope that is alive within us to expand our ability to bear the world and transform it in the name of God for all of creation. God does not want us to get trapped into having a picture without grace or compassion or love for one another that taints our understanding of what good evangelism looks like. When we respond to God's call with, "I will go, Lord, if you lead me," that allows us to sit and see the past through the discomfort and the scariness of being affected, and how we can go out and live that love to one another, leading us back towards the answer, towards answering the call of an evangelist. It is not always to become overwhelmed by what the world says to us or about us. It's how God is calling us to respond. We don't have to eat the whole elephant, but take small bites of showing how to other people they are loved. We show compassion to those that are in our face or angry with us about something, or share that hope that we have, that we know that this is not the end of this book. There is more chapters to be explored and to read. To identify also the ways of God's love for all creation and kindness to those who may lash out at us in fear, portrayed as anger or judgment for those who attack us that don't themselves understand that passion that is stirring up within them. When we feel lost with confusion or try to respond to those attacking or provoking us, remember that we, all of us, are children of God. We find restoration through our baptism, in our confessions, and joining together at the table to be renewed and hearing God's word proclaimed. As saints, we become aware of our connection that makes us intertwined with one another in the body of Christ, a connection that transcends our understanding of time and space, a connection restored as we recall the faithfulness of those who've gone before us and the heritage that we have that we received from them. All this leading us to the good news, which is the gift to honor and name and share our stories of all the saints of the past who impacted us in our lives in small or big ways, holding on to the gratitude for their endurance and with renewed commitment to follow their examples. The good news is that we can continue to discover what it means to be an evangelical Lutheran and what it means to evangelize to those that come within our path. Not by the world's definition, but by the definition we gather as we answer daily God's call for us, even though at times it seems as a big or daunting task. We see the things that God is calling us to share with those who are lost and searching for those things that make sense in this ever-changing world. Instead of being loud and demonstrating hate, we bear God's light for them, God's love for them. We speak of the words of love, of grace, and salvation that God has given each of us freely, and we extend that to others within our path. We say, "Here I am, Lord. It is I, Lord. I will hold your people in my heart." Seeing it is not that far of a step than by proclaiming the free gift of salvation, of love and grace and compassion, not by the works we do, but they are freely given to us in Christ and available to all. We are to boldly proclaim the free gift of salvation and the grace that we receive when we stumble or fall short of the world's expectations or our own expectations. To those we encounter along our journey, we help them to eat the elephant that is in front of us. Amen.